What's up?
Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please do your Amazon shopping through our banners. We have one for the US, one for Canada, one for the UK. Please do any of your regular Amazon shopping through our banner. It helps support the show. And of course, our store, which features a number of shirts, Rub Rub Rub, Sup Kane, there's Moose Soup, DJ Dadmouth, bikes, whole bunch of shirts with awesome designs. Thank you guys for getting them. Gene, what do you got there?
I was going to ask you, who do you think has done less activity today, Bitsy or FIFO?
Ooh, that's a tough call. That is a real tough call. I would say Bitsy did less.
You got it. Huh. She's only done 4 minutes of activity.
Oh, my God.
FIFO's done 12.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Triple the activity.
I know. How's this possible?
I think barking is an activity for him. So, God.
Well, she's got that cone on her right
Can
now.
Can we have his vocal cords removed? Is that a possibility?
I'm sure you can, but it's a little inhumane.
Oh, my God. I love him, but
this whistle thing is a maze. I'm telling you. Now we got to get one of these on our toddler.
I know. All right. Thank you guys for checking out the show, and we'll see you next week. Bye, Gene.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Yeah, it is. It's a very nice jacket.
Thank you. You asked me, well, how much do you think a jacket like this costs, Tom?
$500.
Wrong. $30.
It's cool.
It's like a cheapy H&M jacket. That's where I get all my stuff cheap.
That shit looks fly, man.
Thanks, bro. You toast gels in my summer bomber look?
I toast him. It looks it looks like a downtown fly gear, like little Tokyo gear.
Like I'm cool and I know where to shop stuff?
Yeah, it does.
You know what I was a little afraid of? Real talk.
What's up?
Is that the Prince floral? I was kind of afraid of looking like a Tommy Bahama dad.
Oh no, it does not look like.
Are you sure?
No,
because
my
stepdad used to wear Tommy Bahama all the time with these horrible prints, and of course. Like, God, it's kind of like it's a little Tommy.
Doesn't
Bahama.
Look like that. I promise.
Okay,
let's do a proper show open.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll get into everything.
You feel me? What I'm talking about?
Very exciting. Very exciting stuff. Here we go. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
The oral copulation defense. Here is another instance when you need to give the appearance of going along with what is happening. If you're being forced down to orally copulate your attacker, your defense is simple. Quit fighting and wait for your chance. Then bite off his penis.
Yeah. This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
So loud.
With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
You know what I'm saying?
This is how I feel every time I'm forced to orally copulate.
You feel like doing this to me?
No, I just know that I have to surrender. I have to give in.
Why?
Why?
Why do you feel like...
You're my attacker.
I'm not an attacker. I'm your spouse.
You're always trying to trick me, too. You're like, oh, I'm soft. I need help. And then I go down there and you're like, just kidding. That's what Bobby likes to do to
then bite off his penis.
Trish.
Yeah. Bobby's all about it. Trish wouldn't do that though. Trish would never bite one off.
No way. Trish lives for goblin cocks.
Whoa.
That's what she loves. That's Trish. True. Karen or Trish.
They both are. They're both down. My favorite thing about both of them is they're super down.
Yeah.
I love so low self-esteem chicks.
Yeah, I know. They are the best for one, for that thing, for lovin's, I'm assuming. That's what I hear.
Oh, yeah.
I won't give away too much about our marital lovemakings, but Bobby and Trish had a rendezvous.
Yeah, they did.
And it was funny because I had a
rendezvous with my triple D SLUT. Came up with that one.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was good. But it was funny because I had a thing I was trying to unbutton, right? Mm-hmm. And then you were, and then you said something and you just were patient with me. And yeah. I was like, no, Bobby wouldn't be patient. Say, yeah, say what Bobby would say.
You were, because you were unbuttoning like this robe.
It's hard to, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I go, what would you say right now? I go, it's okay. Just take your time. And you're like, no, be Bobby. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right. Rip that thing off then. Fuck. And you're like, yeah.
You were like, I don't give a shit. Rip it.
Shit, tear it.
No, it was, yeah,
tear it off. Stupid bitch.
That was really, yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. I thought that was neat. Anyways, I went to the 99 cent store today.
Yeah.
Which for me, an Eastern blocker who hates spending money, that is like the jackpot.
You love that.
Yeah, man. I forgot how cool it is there and how much shit there is to buy for nothing.
I'm not really a 99 cent guy, but one thing that is great, one thing that I have bought there before.
Yeah.
It's like cleaning supplies and things, you know, sponges and little whatever, Windex, all that kind of bullshit.
It's great.
It's crazy that they sell it there for that much.
Can I tell you, there's so much cool stuff there now. It's gotten really good, and they have really neat Halloween things. I got really excited.
I lucked out so much in this, in the spending department.
And the cheapest.
All I
ever.
Heard about growing up, always go, ah, my wife right. spends money.
Right.
That's all she does. And you're like, I got this thing for $2.
And can I tell you, I'm going to tell you guys, I got so excited because I saw the Halloween aisle and it was really good. Like they have really good stuff there. I was very surprised. And I actually walked through it and I felt a pang of guilt. Like I shouldn't buy this. I was just, so kind of fancy, you know?
Yeah.
And then I walked through the aisles and then I went back and I was like, you know what, Christina, you can treat yourself right here. And I spent 20 whole dollars.
Wow.
On Halloween stuff. And I.
Well, that's a lot of stuff at the 99 cent.
That's a ton of stuff, dude. That's for the whole house.
You had 20 things.
Yeah. It was
good for you.
So exciting.
Is anything over 99 cents?
Yes. It so is, it's like 99 cents is a starting point.
Oh, okay.
There are some items, the nicer ones, that are $1.99.
Whoa.
But they're really nice. You would never know. You're going to see. The Halloween decorations I got are so nice.
Okay. Okay, Beyonce. I didn't know
so
you had
excited.
That kind of money. Jesus.
Anyway, I got a lot of stuff for LJ for the airplane ride on Sunday. A mom friend of mine told me to buy a bunch of shit from the 99 cent store for him to play with on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I didn't get him toys. I got him like kitchenware and shit like he likes to play with, you know?
Yep.
And they had a glow in the dark axe and I posted on Instagram. I thought of you immediately. It's like a little evil kid with a glow in the dark axe.
Yeah. We got that for him.
Of course.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, is this not Tom Segura's son right here?
Yeah, so he could be like a little axe murderer.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
That's not for the flight, though, right?
Of course it's for the flight.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a glow in the dark. You know, I figured.
Man.
Why not?
I have anxiety about that flight.
So I talked about it with my shrink today.
And?
Well, look, she told me, she goes, but he's going to cry during takeoff and landing. You should count on that because their ears are very fragile at that age.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, that's an inevitability. Give him something to suck on, like a bottle, right? Mm-hmm. Milk. Give him his baba. And, you know, and she said the crying is actually good because that's how they unplug their ears through crying. It'll help the process. So she goes, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a big fear of losing control. That's my thing. I got control issues. So for me, the baby crying like that on. And also I'm afraid of judgment of other people.
Of course. Yeah.
It's not so much the freak out. Because he's freaked out in public before, but it's that it's in an enclosed space.
Yeah, it's heightened, you know.
And we're going to ruin other people's flight. That's my fear.
Yeah, me too.
And them looking at me like this dumb fuck woman doesn't know how to take care of her kid.
Yeah. No, I have the same fears.
Yeah. So what are you, what's your biggest,
I don't know. I mean, talking to friends, one of my friends was like, well, you know, your kid's going to cry.
Yeah.
And, you can't worry about that stuff. People know that kids cry.
Yeah.
And they've been around kids before. And, you know, if they're irritated by it, that's just part of it. I mean, you do your best, obviously, to try to get over it. But yeah, I have total anxiety about it.
Total. And I remember it's similar to the anxiety.
I'm also very like sensitive to that, to other people.
Yeah, yeah. Being like, oh my God.
You know, in a restaurant, if he bangs a fork against the table, you know, I'll grab it and be like, hey, like, I don't want to bother other people.
Yeah, I'm the same. I had the same panic the first time I flew with Fief back in the day.
Oh yeah, I did too. I was super nervous.
So scary.
And then I would relax when I finally like put it under the seat and he chilled and I was like, oh my God. And then I would get anxiety if the person next to me was like, can I get out? I'd be like, just be careful under the seat is a dog. Okay.
Yeah. You know,
like
what,
apologetic, you know,
but you know what that is? I mean, for me anyways, it's my perfectionism.
Yeah.
Where if I'm not perfect at being a mom, then I'm a piece of shit. That's my big thing is I'm like, then it means that I'm a bad person.
You know
not
what could help you get over that?
So I can, some dude's dick.
Not some dude. My friend Kevin. If you blow him, you'll feel better.
Who's Kevin?
I don't know. It's this guy. Nice guy. The guy, our son's real dad.
What?
What?
You don't think LJ is your son?
I have thoughts. I have doubts.
What part of that? What part of him? Don't you think resembles you or?
I don't know. Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, what was your bio dad?
Okay. Bob. Hey. She's really fighting.
This will cause shock and definitely end any thoughts about rape.
Definitely. Oof. That's terrifying, babe.
That is a crazy thing.
I like his haircut though. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's definitely 80s.
He's a super dad.
Let's take another look at this defense.
Oh, yeah. He's telling you to suck it. You're pushing back.
This is every...
I know this is shocking, but if you want to survive, you'll consider this a serious defense technique.
Good girl.
What
get it.
What is there, a cucumber?
Yeah.
Or he's had a real bloody dark dick.
He had a really green, dark dick.
Wow, and they showed her biting it off.
She's all...
This will cause shock and definitely end any thoughts about rape.
Hell yeah, definitely.
I don't know who wrote that, but they deserve an award.
Yeah. He ain't raping now.
Who are you going to rape now?
Dick bit off.
Your dick's all bit in half.
That is a really good tactic. I mean, if I had the wherewithal to do it, I definitely would in that situation.
To just put it in your mouth?
I'd bite the fuck out of that dick, dude.
Yeah.
Rip his fucking nuts off, too.
Yeah. I wonder if...
punch him right in the dick.
If he would then have a case against you, you know? Be like, I was going for it, but like, she didn't have to bite it off.
Oh, I'd bite it off.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Yeah. Nothing sounds worse than a dick bite.
No. And then you have the dick blood in your mouth and everything. Yeah. It's not good, but
good better than rape.
And I also wonder if my veneers can handle that kind of a bite.
Oh, right.
I mean, I can't even bite an apple.
You'd have a hell of a dental update.
Yeah.
And your dentist would flip. Be like, what happened? Be like, I bit this dude's dick off. What? Yeah, I put this guy's dick in my mouth and I bit it off.
Yeah.
And you had pictures to show him and he's just like, yeah, let me put, you know what's on the house today? Don't worry about anything. All
now,
the charges.
Do you think a lot of women force men to go down on them? You think that's an epidemic?
No, I don't think so. But it definitely has happened and continues to happen. But it's just not a lot.
You couldn't really do a lot. You can't bite her vagina.
But you got to think about it. There's probably some relationships out there where the woman is a bully. And even less where the woman is stronger.
Yeah.
But it definitely happens.
Of course it happens.
Which is amazing to think about as a guy. Because it's almost inconceivable to most guys.
Right.
But it happens, you know.
Of course, yeah. She's like, you better do this. You
better eat my pussy, you fucking idiot. And he's like,
I don't want it.
Do it like this. Yeah.
Right. But then what can he do? I guess he can try to bite her badge off.
Oh, right. But no. See, he's probably just so scared. I mean,
you could bite down there. And
yeah, you could.
Hurt.
Oof. Oof. Ooh, that would hurt bad. Ew. What if you bit his balls? I think that would hurt worse.
Yeah, I think a ball bite might be more effective than a dick bite even.
Yeah. Yeah, ball bite would just shut down the whole system. Your whole body would just shut down.
You know what I would do? Okay, I would, I would give in, and then I would give him a, I might give him a dick bite and a ball pull.
No,
at the same time. Good. And then he's like,
I could feel good. I'd like that. I wouldn't like the dick bite, but I'd be like, that ball pull, that tug feels good.
What if it's not a tug? What if it's a full pull? Like a,
yeah, but even that
aggressive fucking pull.
Well, you're, I don't know. I would be like, you like your balls licked? And then you go under and be like, ah, and then you go, ha, and you bite one of those balls. That's over. It is over.
Then all thoughts of rape are gone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
You know what?
All thoughts of rape are gone.
Yeah. He should be teaching her the ball bite, not just the dick bite.
Why don't we make a new video? Nothing wrong with that.
Offer to lick his balls. And then when you go in for the lick.
As he forces his penis in your mouth, stop him and say, do you like having your balls licked? Then place his balls
right
in your mouth, spit a bunch on them so he thinks you're game, and then take a big bite.
It's nasty.
We could make that video.
Yeah.
What, use some peaches?
Peaches.
To, you know, they had a cucumber there.
Oh, right, yeah.
To simulate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like your balls licked? Your attacker will pause. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, I've never had that done before.
Could you do it real quick?
Stupid rapist.
Stupid dumb rapist. How about this? This guy is pretty much a rapist.
Yeah.
You go to Facebook, hit your fucking face in Facebook.
No, I'm sorry.
You see, you look
at how brown that. Is that
Yoshi? Fucking gay. I'm a gay asshole.
Excuse me?
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
I don't know, but I mean, it's like on the subway, and he tells this guy, let me see, I didn't, an American man, oh, he was in Singapore. His female friend filmed this incident as the Asian man reportedly kept asking him for sex. Yeah, I mean, so this older guy is on the subway, and he's like, you are gay.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to you.
This is very rude.
This is not rude.
This is my friend. You're being very rude.
No. So she's not your friend. I'm your friend.
No, you're not.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
I don't know who you are. I'm not interested.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
Whoa.
Wow. Very different approach.
And also demanding to be fucked.
Yeah.
That's also really interesting because you're being aggressive, but you're asking for this submissive role, right?
I feel like I missed the introduction here.
The introduction was the... just, he was just like,
you go to Facebook, hit your fucking face in Facebook.
No, I'm sorry.
You see, you look at how brown that. You're fucking gay. I'm a gay asshole.
Excuse me?
Same thing about I see you on Facebook.
Yeah,
you're gay, asshole.
Gay. I'm gay too. And then he's like, I'm not talking to you, bitch. I'm talking to him.
Oh.
And she, and then the boy, the guy goes, that's my friend. He goes, this guy goes, that's not your friend, I'm your friend. He's like, no thanks. I want you to fuck me in my ass.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him, I'm not talking to you.
This is very rude.
This is my
not rude.
This is my friend, you're being very rude.
No. Please. She's not your friend, I'm your friend.
No, you're not.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
I don't know who you are and I'm not interested.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
Whoa. And I feel like he just learned these phrases for his, you know, his pleasure, basically. He doesn't speak good English, but he's like, how do I say this? Oh, yeah, I want you to fuck me tonight.
Pretty good.
Pretty good at it.
No. He's an LGBT. I'm an LGBT.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're gay.
Please leave
us alone. I'm not opposed to gay, but
fuck
this is very
tonight.
Good.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
No, please don't touch me again, either. Please don't touch
Singapore
me.
Singapore is not America. We can touch you.
Hey, touch
excuse me.
Because I'm a
get out of here now.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
He should definitely dick bite this old guy.
I know. Or do the ball licking approach.
Yeah.
He should be like, the guy should be like, I want you to fuck me tonight. And he should go, do you like having your balls licked? And the guy's like, what? Yeah.
I do. It's my love.
And then he goes, licks all his balls for 20, 30 minutes. And then Adam.
20 or 30 minutes.
He goes, arr.
Wait, you mean he's sharpening his knife for that long?
Well, you can't have him suspect you're going to do something to him. So you got to kind of get into it for
a minute. It's a long time to get your balls licked, though.
Well, I mean, he's trying to convince him, right? Like, I'm not going to do, like, I'm game. So that's how you lure him in. You spit on his dick and his balls for 25, 35, 45 minutes, right? That's what I would do. And then when he's like really in the euphoria of it, then you bite his balls.
Oh, so you're really roping him.
Yeah,
in.
But you gotta blow him and lick his balls for like an hour and a half
for this method to work.
For this to work, this is my approach. This is how I train women all the time. In this. This is my very system that I've patented.
Tom, I don't like where this is going.
What do you mean?
This is problematic. You're making fun of rape.
No.
Wait a minute. I'm
talking
offended.
About a defense, self-defense system that I've developed over years.
Oh, are you like the sharpening the knife guru?
Yeah. I teach this class where I have women practice, you know, on me. I go, just put this in your mouth for like 30 to 40 minutes. And then when I least suspect it, just show me your finger, and that'll be a call. That'll be a signal that you're biting.
Right, or she has to put her finger in your bum hole.
Yep,
and then that's a surprise a too.
Yeah,
yep. That's another get away from me.
Now, sometimes what'll happen is I'll come
deterrent
during that time period, and then I go, now we got to start over. But you know, we're getting there. It's a matter of practice. You know,
practice.
50-50-50. Raph.
Every time I see Asian guys now, I always assume they're sharpening their knives at home. Like, well, we went to a sushi bar yesterday in Little Tokyo to our old stomping grounds around there. And all the sushi chefs, I just imagine them sharpening their knives before their shifts, you know?
You're like, you think he sharpened his knife this morning? Like, 100% he did.
That's so stupid. I just assume all Asian men do that now.
It's crazy.
Rop.
All of them.
I know.
Because of that one guy.
He ruined Asian men for us forever.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. God, I've become racist now.
Well, it's not racist. You're just assuming that all these guys come hard. You know, you're not wrong.
They invisibly come, I think. Is that what you mean?
That's right. They're contracting their prostate gland. And if they're not circumscribed.
Circumscribed.
Circumstances. Not all guys are circumstances. And then they pull the skin back and you just jack your dick. So many people, by the way, I never thought this, but a lot of people messaged when I tweeted out the link to that video. They're like, this guy's mentally ill.
Okay. Of course. Most people are that we air on this show.
Well,
this is the mental illness video show. Come on. This is what it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's Are You Crazy? Come to your mom's house.
No. That
we'll make
not,
fun of you.
But he's not crazy.
Yeah.
He's a very deliberate system. The same way I do with my self-defense classes.
Right.
I'm not crazy.
Oh, no.
No, he's a gay. I'm a gay. I want him to hug me tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You need to start
interrupting. Wonderful.
No, he's a gay. I'm a gay. No, he makes signal to me.
I did not.
He makes signal to me.
Wow, this lady is trying to tell him.
So
well,
he's
but
like,
I can't believe she put her hands on him like that. Not that she's wrong.
Right.
But just that's a bold move.
Yeah, but you're right. You're absolutely right. However,
to be clear, the audience understands this listening.
Yeah.
A third party came in, a woman, American woman, came in and put her hands on the Asian man and like told him to calm down and get back.
Right. But see, in our world, in female world, a gay man is equal to a woman.
Oh.
We don't think of them as dudes. Like they're girls like us. They're just one of the girls.
That is so offensive.
No, it's true though.
I'm going to weep. No, but don't you
they
think
they are
that,
one
but
of the
I
girls?
Mean, but see, that guy actually took to it. Okay,
he was like, "Look, he's giving a sass pose to her."
He's like, "I am calm," but I can't believe he didn't push her back because he was touching the other people.
Yeah, that's not cool. Why would Yoshi demand sex from another
Jesus,
man,
babe,
on the train like that?
That is not Yoshi. Come on,
could be him, older Yoshi. Although Yoshi's like 50 now and he looks like he's 20.
It's horrible.
How is that possible?
He's so lucky.
I know.
It's not fair.
He looks really good.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Simple got no law. You can touch me, I can touch you. Simple got no law. Sorry.
You know, because it's always when you
lie. I'm
something.
Very touchable. I'm
yes, but
he's a gay. I know
him. What do you mean by he's a gay?
This is
very
rude.
I'm a gay. So, yeah. So just to be clear, now the Asian man is saying there's no laws here. Anyone can touch anybody, which I doubt is true.
It's probably not true.
In Singapore, of all places, that is super strict. And then he's just like, he's a gay, I'm a gay.
Did this happen to you when you were in Singapore?
No.
You know what I do like about the older gays like this? Like, he really does put it out there. Like, yeah. The flag is flying. He's like, look, man, I want to fuck.
But at this age, I applaud that. You should be like that.
I know, I agree. Good for him. I don't like that he's harassing this dude. I don't think that's
cool. I'm not bothered by it. Let's see if he actually
Mr. Roper
gets to,
Asian Mr. Roper
close the deal here.
Can I kiss you? I want to kiss you.
Oh my god!
I'll punch your fucking face off.
Yeah.
He's drunk, right?
Use one more vodka. I'm gonna stab you.
Oh! He just hit the guy. He just hit the.
Fuck you! You say you fuck.
No, it's enough.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
What a
dick!
That's
nuts.
Oh, that's crazy. The world is fucking
now, but who connected there? Did he connect with the guy?
Yeah, he hit the guy that he's trying to get to fuck him.
Wow, that was
he slapped that guy's face. I think.
Use one more while ago. I'm gonna stab you.
Oh, he did.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, it's enough.
Fuck you! You say you fuck.
No, it's enough.
Yeah, he's holding his face like that guy just hit me.
That's amazing.
What a dickhead! Fuck this old.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
Fuck with my ass, man.
This is a sexual assault episode. What's
going
on? I like
the different ways that it comes together.
I want you to fuck me tonight.
What's with all the assault clips?
Now, he did say, I want, whereas our other guy...
Fuck with my ass, man.
Demands it. Yeah.
Right. One is a humble request. The other one is a demand.
Yeah.
Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
You're fucking gay.
Rup.
You're fucking gay.
You fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yes, you are gay.
He just told that dude he was. That guy didn't say anything to him.
I guess that gaydar thing is real, man.
But who knows if that guy really was?
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
He was assuming. With his female friend, companion, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess she didn't say this is like my boyfriend, my husband.
Still, that guy's crazy.
Yeah.
So nasty.
No, good luck to him.
Babe.
I hope things work out.
So anyway, we were in Ruto, Tokyo yesterday.
Okay.
And we met a mommy on the street. That was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool.
This
guy was like, hey, mommies. We were like, whoa.
Walking across the street.
Yeah.
We tried to go to an awesome sushi joint. We ended up at another good one, but
yeah,
There was a line. Any line? Mm,
fuck all that.
Dude. I'm over lines for restaurants.
This is America, man. This ain't Russia.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I wait no fucking bread lines.
I don't care what it is, man.
I know.
There's all these, you know, what is it? Like Franklin's Barbecue in Austin or like Hattie's in Nashville. And every time I go, they're like, you got to go to this place. And then there's like an hour wait outside. And I'm like, we'll go somewhere else. But this is awesome. I'm like, no, it's not that awesome. Same thing happened in Philly. I went to some cheesesteak place, and it wasn't the two big ones. It wasn't Gino's or the one, whatever it is, across the street. And the same thing. It's like I waited like 45 minutes or an hour to get a cheesesteak. And then my friend was like, how is it? I'm like, it's a good cheesesteak. I mean, it tastes like a good one.
Well, would it taste better if you now have to wait in line for 45
minutes? Of course. Yeah. Of course, man. I don't know. I'm just not into it.
I'm not into it either. I don't have that kind of time or patience for waiting for food.
I don't
food.
Have the patience for it.
I just go somewhere, and we went down the street.
Is there something I can do to skip this line? No? Okay, I'll go somewhere else.
Well, they always lie to you, too, and they're like, oh, it goes by fast. Put your name on. No, it never does when you're standing and you're hungry.
I know. As soon as I saw that line outside for lunch at that place, I was like,
go fuck yourself.
Out of here, man.
No Get the
way.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
Get the fuck. Where did we see douchebag hedge fund guy?
That was there.
No, but where did we see him again afterwards?
At the store where I bought that shirt for Little Jeans, where he was walking out and we were walking in.
No, that was
right?
Starbucks.
Barstucks. We took a pee there, yeah.
Took a pee break.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah, that was so funny. There's like a group of the cast of Billions, like these East Coast douchebags.
Yeah.
With like white shoes.
God,
and
I love
black
that. I'm starting to get that
collars.
Sadness, that series ending sadness coming. I know there's like 5-6 episodes left, and I'm already like,
Now, are they making a season 3, or is this
I don't know.
Series
I don't
finale?
Know anything about it. Let's see if Billions. Let's see if there's a season 3 announced. Confirmed. Yes.
Yes.
It'll air next year, though. Fuck.
Oh, mother uffer. When next year?
It doesn't say. It says it'll air.
Why does it take so long to make my favorite TV shows?
I wish to see it now. This furthers my argument for starting a show well after it's
yeah, then
airing.
Then you can binge the 10 seasons and you're like, I'm into The Sopranos, dude.
Yeah, I like it. I fucking like it like that.
What's this zombie show? I'm on board.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just
Walking
started
Dead.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But what we saw at the sushi bar was interesting. We saw a lot of hungry tits out and about yesterday.
Yeah, no bra.
No bra. Well, titties. She's French.
Yeah, titties just out.
Yeah.
Just little titties.
Who does
just
that?
Dying to eat, dying to be fed. They were just licking their lips like, do you have something for me?
Stupid.
And I tried to put my chopsticks up to her tits. I was like, you want me to give it a little piece?
Stupid.
She was like, no, I feed them when I can.
But she was a French girl, so that's kind of...
Allô
en French, I don't wear bra. Even though we invented lingerie. It's so weird that Euros do that. They like their tits to jiggle around. But only if you got small, hungry tits can you do that.
Yo, fucking dead.
Yeah.
You can't go braless when you got big quadruple D slut wife tits like mine.
Mm-mm.
There's no fucking way, dude.
Well, you just look... Then you look crazy.
Because my hangers
big,
are...
Big old hangers out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll look real crazy.
Yeah, because they move a lot more than, you know, those little French tits do.
Of course. Let's see. So if you're listening the moment this comes out, we are in Breast Balls Beach tonight.
That's right.
We're doing the podcast live.
Palmcast.
Palm Beach County. If you're here, Broward, Dade, come see us. We're at the Breast Balls Beach Improv. We're doing a live podcast, and we're going to do a... Of course, a meet and greet with everybody afterwards. We'll be hanging out. Come see us. Come say hi.
I might have a glass of Chardonnay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. It's my vacation.
If you are listening, I also would love to tell you that I have a huge leg of my tour coming up.
Rub.
I'm going to rub in Lincoln, Nebraska, Midwest right. City, Oklahoma, and Springfield, Missouri. That's my lead-up week to my special taping week, which I will start September 13th in Brea, September 14th at the Fox Theater in Oakland, California, and then I'm shooting two shows in Denver, Colorado, at the Paramount, September 16th. I couldn't be more excited. From there, the tour continues. I have a bunch of cities at tomsegura.com/tour. Please check out the site, and you can see I'm coming to everywhere from Albany to Portland, Maine, Toronto, Ann Arbor, Indy, St. Louis Tits, Fart Go, San Antonio, Austin. It keeps going. New York City, Buffalo, L.A., Phoenix.
Barflow.
And we're doing another podcast live in Irvine, Spermvine, October the 8th. Irvine, California at the Improv. Tickets did not transfer if you had them before, so you have to get new ones. Gene?
What was the title we had for your special at Denver? Coming on you, Denver?
I don't know, man.
Yesterday we came up with a really good...
We had a few. Mile High Cum Shot?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. September 22nd and 23rd, St. Louis Tits, Missouri at the Helium Comedy Club. October 3rd, Nashville. What is Nashville? Nardsville?
Gashville.
Gashville, Tennessee. Zany's Comedy Club. October 4th, Charlotte, North Cackalacka, as you say. As if that's a real thing.
It's real.
Comedy Zone. And then with you, October 8th at YMH Live in Spermvine.
Yeah.
Very excite. Very amaze.
Excite.
Amaze. Guys, check out That's Deep Bro as well. I take listener emails. This week, a girl wrote in asking whether or not she should reveal that her cousin is actually her biological sister.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jerry Springer stuff. Pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Her cousin is her biological sister.
Yes.
And the cousin doesn't know it?
They don't know it. The only person that knows is her mother.
It's too much.
I know. It's awesome.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Deep Bro.
Check it out. Check it out, y'all. Yeah, that's it, right? That's all we have for now.
You're one to always boast and brag about your H2O consumption. Meanwhile, you tear those down who hydrate in a different manner. Science has something to say to you.
In a study that's sure to wake you up, new research says coffee won't dehydrate you.
Please.
In fact, researchers from Birmingham University say that a few cups of the drink are just as hydrating as water.
Oh, bullshit. Listen, I don't know what kind of fake news propaganda this is. Newsbreaker, whatever that is.
The diuretic effect of caffeine is balanced by the amount of water in the drink, something that wasn't taken into account the last time a study was done. In 1928.
Jesus.
Now, the current study compared men who drank 4 mugs of coffee versus 4 mugs of water for 3 days while eating the same food. The result? A guilt-free cup of Morning Joe for the rest of us.
Wow.
Whatever.
You should still drink water, of course.
Propaganda.
About 1.6 billion cups of coffee are consumed worldwide every day.
God.
So this study is sure to please the masses, but researchers still suggest balancing each cup with a glass of water.
See, then why would they still suggest that?
Because they have to watch their backs. They have to make sure they
exactly.
don't get you in trouble.
Because they know this is not conclusive. This is not a conclusive study. They're still saying drink water in addition to. Otherwise, they would just sell you bottles of coffee like this. And then they give marathon runners bottles of coffee. So there you go.
It's fine. You can drink your coffee.
So thirsty when I drink coffee, though?
I think it's because you're retarded. And then that happens where it goes down weird and then you're thirsty. It's because your chromosomes are all stupid.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's go through some title specials for you.
I'd go retarded.
How about that one?
My teeth are still yellow.
My teeth are still yellow. That's a good one. Write it down.
Not personality champ.
No. How about retarded comic?
I like that.
Yeah.
How about, we had some great ones yesterday.
I know. That's how it goes. They just
suck on it, Denver. Come on my suck or something like that. Come on my balls.
Balls Full of Cum?
Yeah. Now that's a catchy title.
Yeah. Let's see.
We had some great ones.
Jizzy jokes?
Oh, I'm gonna forget it. Just forget this.
You forget them all too, though.
I know.
I forget them. Well, let's do some now.
What are you leaning towards? Cum beard?
No.
What? Rub.
Yeah, I like that one.
Sharpening the knife.
Just glassing. That's a good title, actually.
I know.
It doesn't matter that my hour is not about that. Like, comedy titles, you want those two-word and three-word titles.
Yeah.
You know, those are the best ones.
Plus, it's a shout-out to all your mom's
house. Shout-out to the
fans.
Podcast. It's great key art. Rap. For the cover and stuff. Like, I can just hold binoculars and, like, kind of... coily. I'm just glassing. It's stupid. But that's the thing. It can be stupid. It's a stand-up special.
Yeah. It's supposed to be silly.
Yeah.
I mean, you could call it sharpening the knife. I like that too.
Yeah. That's actually a really good, it's obviously a joke. I mean, you could take that seriously and be like, I'm sharpening my joke.
Like, it's
instrument.
Like, yeah, it's like, I'm killing it or something silly. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, jokingly, sharpening the knife is funny. I think it's a funny title. And I am sharpening the knife, you know, metaphorically.
Right.
So
you rub.
Yeah.
What about jokes for moose soup?
Mm-mm. What about fuck me in my ass, man?
Hey, that's a title. Yeah. Dom Segura, fuck me in my ass, man. It's my favorite.
What about Tom Segura? And then the title is Tom or Black.
That's good. You get that, then you get different audience. The demographics change a little bit.
Yeah. How about
50 inches press?
9 inches and press.
Nine inches and press. Yeah.
How does my asshole smell?
Oh.
That's a good title.
Nailed it. How does my asshole smell? Huh? We have to put the huh in there.
Not all Nazis are bad.
Okay, good luck with that.
They would.
What about the other side, guys?
That could be a title. That could be a title. That's a funny title.
Not all Nazis are bad.
Yeah.
How about instead of neo Nazis, it's nifty Nazis or something like that? Like,
how about this?
Awesome Nazis.
Tom Segura, silly Nazi.
Silly Nazi.
That's a pretty funny title.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fun one.
Yeah,
or just,
totally
what about just Hey Hitler? Hey Hitler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole new, you're really casting the net for the audience.
How do you think the conversation would go with that? And just breaking it down. Like, so here's what I want to do. And they're like, no.
No, but you don't get it. It's like a shout out.
Yeah, you don't get it. And get all aggressive. And they're like,
it's not really about Hitler. It's about this girl in the video.
How about
my list.
Fuck! You guys are doing good.
How about, I like that.
You're doing good.
Well, I wanted to call mine good job, and
that's
they wouldn't go for that.
You guys are doing good.
Or you guys are doing good, baby. Yeah.
You're doing good, yeah.
You guys are doing... But
oh, how about this? Yeah. How about this? Tom Segura.
What's your pronoun?
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I like what's your pronoun.
But see, that would work better for you.
What's your pronoun? Oh, yeah, because I have non-binary stuff. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a lot of nasty emails on that.
You definitely are. I don't think you're ready for it.
Actually. I have no idea. I'm really going to... Oh, man.
Tom God Segura.
Some of y'all is nasty as hell.
You nasty... How about nasty as hell?
How about...
We running the industry now.
Running the industry.
You like that. That's good for you.
Yeah.
You like that kind of, you know,
yeah.
Sassy lingo.
Yeah. That's good.
We're going to keep the motherfuckers out.
Keeping Trump, the motherfuckers out.
Little Trump 99.
Build that wall. That's
build that wall.
Build that wall.
There you go.
God.
There you go.
That'd be the last special I ever had.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Build that wall.
Oh, my life.
That's what they, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, I actually think this is a good title.
Just Glasson.
Just Glasson's a great title.
Yeah.
I love you guys, Just Glasson.
Write in and let us know if you think that's a good title. We should put up a poll, actually.
Yes. Yes.
How about...
Lick my ass. Uh-huh. Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it.
What about it's not sexual? Or it's just like the gays.
Just like the gays. How about it's only smells?
It's only smells. That's actually really
good
for you.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
What about, would you marry your mom?
Would you marry your mom? Would you ever date your mom?
I asked him, will you ever date your mom?
That's a good title. I would date my mom. That's my title.
I asked him.
It's just like the gays.
Farting. Farting, obviously.
Actually, a definitely good comedy title, for real, is...
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good comedy title. Because you're talking, you know?
It has to be a play on it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know what the play is, but it can't just be.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Remember? That was the best when Miss Pat was in here and you played for it.
Yeah.
And she's like, you always do the best. You make fun of black people.
No, she goes, I love your imitation.
Yeah.
She goes, your imitation of black. I go, it's not an imitation.
It's an imitation, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Like, oh, my cum strike.
I'm going on a cum strike. How about, ooh, I got another. A good one. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. This is a... Oh, I don't see it. This would be so good. Fuck. You guys are doing good.
I think
good.
It's rub, rub, rub.
Rub, rub, rub?
No, I think it's just Glasson or... You feel me what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
That's funny.
Yeah. That is... How about, oh, here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
This is the title. Comes up on your screen. Tom Segura.
I mean, I am the king of improv, if you'll forgive my saying so.
The king of improv.
The king of improv.
I like that. I'm about the king of stand-up.
The king of, yeah. See, I could be the king of comedy, but then there's the kings of comedy.
Yeah.
That would be an awesome title.
So it's so brash.
And it's so brash, and I would get so much hate from people who are like, I cannot believe you.
It's so crazy.
The title you think. We actually have to pause for a moment.
Press pause.
We have to press pause with our two cat paws and
do a business call.
Yeah, do our little business call. We'll be right back. Well, you won't even know. I don't know why I'm saying we'll be right back. Welcome back. We're back on Willis 77. Some interesting emails came
State
in.
State droopers.
Are hot farts smellier?
Oh, wow.
Hey, mommies, I was watching TV last night, came across a question that needs immediate attention. I was on the couch next to my non-binary spouse when I had to F-A-R-T. Upon release, I noticed the startlingly hot nature of the gas.
Yeah.
It happened to be particularly smelly, and I pondered what the connection of heat to smell is.
Huh.
Are farts that come out hot more smelly?
Yeah, yeah.
And what causes the heat sensation?
Wow.
I knew I had to come to my main mommies to get to the bottom of this. I will see you at Wet Balls Beach for the live show. I called ahead to make sure they have moose soup ready. KDP. Well, interesting question, and I feel like medically we need to, I think we need to reach out to a professional to get real guidance on that, but I definitely have had that thought, like, wow, this is hot and it doesn't smell good.
Yeah. No, and I think you're right that the hot farts do tend to be smellier.
Yeah.
And I think it has something to do with the molecules being heated up.
F-A-R-T.
It's, you know why? Okay, think about it. When you cook food in the microwave, the molecules bounce around and the smell emanates because of the heat.
But why is it hot? Why is it coming out of you hot?
Now that's another question. I mean, why are there hot farts?
I don't know.
I feel like this is one of the great life great mysteries of life. Like, do twins have identical dicks? This is one of those questions. God, why are they hotter?
I don't know. So far on the identical dicks, we've kind of come to the conclusion that identical twins seem to have identical dicks, but fraternal twins don't necessarily, which makes sense.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yes, yes. Wait, but back to this
hot I'm fart intrigued. Question?
Yeah. So let's go down the list of things that give you hot farts. Number one, broccoli.
Yeah.
A dried apricots give me hot farts.
Ethnic food.
Kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what they have in common?
What?
High fiber content.
There you go.
Bell peppers.
High fiber.
High fiber makes it hotter. Yeah. Now, but why does fiber translate to heat in your bum hole?
It's a great question.
Why is it a fiber?
I don't know. There's a lot of mysteries out there that, you know, I don't know.
Well, we got to put the, okay. So if you're a medical professional, let us know why farts are hot.
Why are farts sometimes hot? Why are hot farts smellier?
Well, I know why they're smellier, because they're hot and therefore the molecules are bouncing around.
But that's your theory. You said, why.
That's what creates smell.
But you're saying you don't know that for sure.
It's my theory.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get it confirmed.
Seventh grade science knowledge.
Let's get it confirmed.
God, man. God, I never. And isn't that amazing? You go through your whole life just accepting that as a given. And then one day somebody just challenges your whole way of being.
It is true. You feel that heat come out and you're like, oh man. And if you're in public, you look around like, oh, this is going to hit somebody.
Yeah. The heater.
You know before when that gas is cooking, when it's really on, the stove's on, you're like, ooh,
yeah,
this is going to stink.
Like yesterday I was eating a bowl of my own soup, not moose soup, just veggie soup.
Yeah.
And I thought I shouldn't have a second bowl because it's going to make a lot of hot farts. And I didn't want to punish you in bed.
And then there's like, you know, with noisy ones, it's here or there. You go like, this is loud, maybe. And then you go, oh, nothing.
Could go either way.
Could go either way.
Sometimes I'll even let out a fart during a massage, even if I have the sphincter control, if the control is there. Yeah, because I know like it can't smell that like that bad.
Really? You have
sometimes,
that.
Yeah.
But sometimes can't you feel that this one would smell if I let it out?
Yeah. Yes. Those are the hot ones.
You know they're hot before they even come out, too. You're like, this is going to be a hot one. Sometimes you go, ooh, that'll be hot. Amazing.
Because you feel the gurgles, you know, the cramping that goes with it. Yeah.
Dear Mommies, in recent podcasts, you've been playing the clip of the mother and son who were dating. Their behavior could be explained by genetic sexual attraction.
Ugh.
GSA is an overwhelming sexual attraction that may develop between close blood relatives who first meet as adults.
Oh.
And that could very well happen, could have been what happened to those two.
Right.
They had that thing of like, it seemed like they didn't grow up together.
Correct. She didn't raise him. She may have birthed him, but didn't raise him.
A college friend of mine was adopted as a baby. After college, she sought out her birth family and found her mother and two brothers. During counseling, she was warned about genetic sexual attraction. It was thought that it occurs because the normal sibling parental bonding doesn't occur during childhood. Supposedly it's rare, but I'm beginning to wonder. Ben, I think that's a really interesting email.
Absolutely.
So what's happening is like because of the lack of that bonding between siblings and or parents, something happens when you meet them for the first time as adults and you're trying to, you know, figure out or let the bonding occur, and it turns into
it's sexual energy because it's not dispersed naturally through raising that person.
Fascinating.
You know what I read today in my shrink's office is why people are attracted to each other.
It's just like the gays.
Yeah.
Like sexual partners, not related people.
Yeah.
And they say that you're attracted to people that look like you.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's unconscious where they have similar features. And if you look at the two of us, both of us have big lips.
Yep.
I have beautiful eyes. Yours are kind of bulgy like Fiefs, but we have similar, you know, the dark baggy under eye circles. And I mean, our kid looks...
You have a nice penis.
Your penis is enormous. Like, yeah, they say that you look for people that look similar to you.
But there's a lot of people that don't, right? That are together.
I know. Yeah, of course. Of course there are. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But of course.
I wonder about that. Do you think we sought each other out for that?
It's unconscious.
I think you connect sexually... with people too, when like in a more deep way, not obviously like just a one night stand way, but when you're attracted to somebody that you share psychological things with.
Oh yeah. I think it's a total meshing of our unconscious bullshit.
Yes.
Our issues.
Definitely.
It's all mommy, daddy.
That I see clearly.
Yeah. 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 Now you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You and I, that's why we work well together. I think
it really is just like the gays. We really have that.
We have such a good unconscious pairing.
Yeah.
It's our issues that kind of meld together nicely.
You know, when it comes to dad boners, a lot of people, we've pointed out that there's two types of dad boners. There's there's the real, the true dad boner who's excited for something and not excitable.
Yeah.
Then we call it the justified dad boner. And that is somebody who's super excited about something, but there's reason to be. And that one is there's more reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't, you know, those are the ones that we nod along to. Like, yeah, yeah, I see why you're this excited. We have one of those today. It is a dad boner for sure.
But, justified.
But it's justified. His boner is there for a reason. And I would be this excited too. Check out what this boner does. He's he's doing like frisbee golf. And
frisbee golf?
Yeah, like throwing a frisbee course trying to get to a target.
Oh, okay.
But he's really... I mean, this is... I don't know how far away you would say this
people
is.
People love that frisbee shit.
Time for your speech.
Dad, I don't give a shit about this.
Look at this. Look how far that...
White people
how
love frisbees.
That? I mean, that feels like it's fucking 80 yards away. Look
oh
at
my
that frisbee.
God, that's so far.
Look at this. Look how far away it is.
Oh, my God! I fucking aced it! I aced it!
That's a real fucking that was, excited dad.
Yeah, he's really excited. That was a really good throw.
I mean, look how far away that is.
I know. White people love playing frisbee, don't they?
Yeah.
They have like ultimate frisbee leagues and dumb shit like that around fucking frisbee.
You give white people
thing.
Too much time on their hands. You know, they either march with tiki torches or they throw a frisbee around.
You got to keep white people occupied.
Yeah, he was real excited.
Idle hands.
But I understand that level. I mean, that is...
That was good.
Look how far away this is.
I know, so far.
I mean, goddamn. Feels like it's a goddamn football field.
Oh my God! I aced it!
Can you imagine like how much better it is that it's recorded if you're that guy? Otherwise, you're just like, remember when I did that? And people are like, well,
you're like, whatever, Dad.
Did you really do it?
What?
Yeah, I didn't know people even did this.
Yeah,
this is so weird. Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
God.
That's a fucking course.
It's like two of the most boring sports put together in one thing.
I know. I wish I could get into golf.
It just takes too long to play. It's like a 4-hour commitment. It's half your fucking day.
It's a lot of time.
How do people have time for golf?
I want to have, I don't know. I fantasize about being in the culture of it. Just
right.
Because I feel like it's fun way to unwind. It's hanging out basically is what it is.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could get into it though. I did it 20 years ago. I played regularly for one summer. It was
seriously?
The summer after my freshman year in college. My parents lived on a golf course. So I came home. I had a job where I could set my own hours. So I just took up golf and I was taking lessons. And I was playing, playing pretty regularly, and I enjoyed it.
Were you good at it?
I got to respectable. I got to the point where my great fear, it's almost like flying with our son, was that when I was playing before that, and when I was on the driving range, I was terrible, and I was embarrassed to join like a twosome they call it, or a foursome, like a group to play golf. And then I played so much that summer that by like midsummer, I could play a respectable round, meaning I could hit the ball without it hooking or shanking and or going 4 feet instead of, 100 yards. So I just I was not good, but I was decent enough to join a game of golf and play and
you were getting there.
Yeah, yeah. But then I went back to college and I remember I didn't play for like 6 months or something. And then somebody was like, "Do you want to play golf today?" And I go, "Sure." We went out there and man, I shit the bed so bad. And then it was discouraging. It was just, you know, yeah. I was like, oh, I suck at this. I shouldn't.
Well, it's an older guy's.
I mean, it's definitely sport. Bigger for sure amongst older guys, but it is like a, you know, the thing that I like about golf is that it takes you to destinations. In other words, you'll end up checking out places you wouldn't because yeah. it has a golf as a destination. And it's the hang. It's like, oh, I could call somebody up. What are you doing today? Let's go play golf.
And
it's
right. like you hang out. Right, you and your out. Bros
you,
go there.
You bro down.
Now, is there any athletic ability required to play golf?
Can you stand?
Right. That's what
Can
I'm
your
saying.
Hips turn?
Those guys don't really look good.
Well, it's not a workout.
I mean, unless you're Tiger.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I mean... Yeah, it's not. You can be a piece of shit.
Yeah, you can be a fat fuck. Like yeah. bowling too. It doesn't require. Do you have that joke about it? What is it? The triple crown of lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Darts, bowling,
and golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think was that it? Darts, yeah. Bowling. I forget.
Yeah, you can be a fat fuck and still be in that.
You can. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't do it. It's not like a sport that I'm picking up to stay in shape. It was like, it would be
See, I think that's the problem. That's it. I mean, even theoretically with golf for me is that it requires no physical ability. It's a huge time suck. Mm-hmm. You're out in the sun, you get your fucking burned. It's expensive.
It's the reason that
it's not for me.
That people chase the dragon though is that is what happens is it's difficult, right? It takes an incredible amount of skill. And so you have a good shot or a good hole.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, that was fucking awesome. Like I had a birdie, you know, I went under par. I did really well. And then that's the feeling you're chasing.
Right.
Doing well.
I like miniature golf.
It's also very challenging. Yes.
That's fun.
Can be. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Let's go do that.
I don't think you would like actual golf.
I've never played.
You never know. You actually never. You could go out into a driving range, have somebody show you how to do it, and then you could be somebody that has like a natural skill.
Yeah,
you could be.
Doubtful. Okay. Well, I've got.
No, it's definitely doubtful.
I've got. Hold on, I'm deaf in one ear here. Can
You're
I
deaf
fix
in one
this?
Ear? Sure. Yeah.
Brace yourself.
Fix it. Let's see.
Hello. No, it's still fakakta.
No,
it's so fakakta. It's weird. It just happened when we came back from our call.
It's definitely not here. It's in
the cans. Yeah. I'll fix it later. It's fine for now.
Well, I don't know. Will I pick up golf? I don't know.
Maybe when you're old. I mean, I get it when you're old. Because then if you're retired, perfect. You got nothing but time. Hang out with your friends. You don't need to have a lot of ability. It's definitely an older man's gentleman.
Gentleman. Another great blind question came in.
I love these.
You want to hear it?
I love these so much.
I know. And by the way, thank you for all the feedback. People have been emailing us about our deaf and blind questions.
That's so fascinating.
People are fascinated by it, including us. As a reminder, if you have a question, an answer, a clip, a song, always email the Gmail account. It is yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Don't send it on Facebook. Don't send it to any other address. Send it to the Gmail account, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And as always, thank you for messaging us with content, with clips, with all that. You can go to yourmomshousepodcast.com if you want to check out the site. It has the YouTube links to all the downloads, has a link to the store. We have a bunch of really cool shirts, merch, things that are signed. Check that out. And thank you, as always, for your support. So here is the question. You have trouble with that one too?
Yeah, I can hear it crackling in the right. It's something's wrong. It's only doing one ear. And I switched headphones too, so we'll figure it out later.
Okay. What do blind people masturbate to?
Oh my God, great
question. I've been listening to your educational podcast for quite a while now, and I really appreciate you tackling all these hot button issues the major networks are afraid to touch. On the topic of blind people, I couldn't help but wonder about their porn preferences. Do blind people just listen to the audio while they pound off and or DJ the bean? I know they make movies and TV with audio description for the blind that describes what is happening over top of the audio. Do they make porn for the blind that describes what is happening in the scene? Also, I don't know anyone that watches the full scene and doesn't just skip around to the good parts. How do blind people skip to just the bits they want to hear? I anxiously await your answer. Thank you for keeping me in the know every Wednesday. Tyler from Cincinnati. Really great question, Tyler. First of all, we actually did play a blind porn clip.
Porn for the blind. Yeah. So somebody describes it to the blind person. But he's saying, how do they skip ahead? But I mean, I guess that's just what they do.
I feel like you did something to me now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to stop this.
Hi, Evie.
Okay. Now it's back to normal.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Well, I'm deaf in one ear.
You're deaf in an ear? Okay. Did you try moving your mic cable? Because when I... Don't unplug it.
Moving? Then how would I move it? If
I don't know, because I moved mine and it popped back in.
No. It's okay. I'll figure it out later. I can survive.
Let's see. I feel like... Can I
tell you one thing that our trainer told me that is very... It's been upsetting me. She says she has a friend who has the Toto washlet.
Yeah.
But her model flushes itself. When she told me that they have a toilet that flushes for them, I felt like we were the poorest people ever.
Yeah, no, we don't have that.
I feel like a peasant now.
So the toilet flushes by itself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not what we have.
No, I have to flush and I feel like I'm a poor person.
Why don't we have that? What have you done today? What did you do to this?
Why did you ruin everything today?
Why did you do that?
I did nothing.
You did.
I did nothing to your
job. You did. God damn it.
What's wrong now?
I'm hearing weird shit now that you keep fucking with the headphone jacks.
Look how abusive you are.
How is that abusive?
You're so mean.
How is that mean?
I don't keep fucking with the...
But that's Owen. Accurate. That is Owen. Accurate.
You're the Goonies lady right now.
Ah, man, you ruined
it. I know. Mine's crackling too. I didn't ruin...
All right. So, let's see if this is something that could play... porn for the blind. I don't know if this is a real one or not.
Two engaging in various sexual scenarios flash in quick succession.
Yeah, so it's somebody
first,
dictating.
We see her kneeling on the green-gray shag carpet, holding onto his thighs, giving him a rapid blowjob.
There you go.
She then kisses the head of his penis as he rubs it along her left breast. He is now standing over her as she lays on the cushions of a dark green couch, holding up her breast as he slides his penis between them.
So, that's porn for the blind.
I guess that's it. How do you fast forward through that? You just fast forward?
Yeah, you just scroll forward, and then you're just like, well, what's going on now? You know?
Doing them. Both of them. She's fingering herself.
Oh, my God.
He's coming on her ass.
There you go. That's the part I wanted.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's exactly what we were talking about, right? Scrolls forward. What's that? You know? So, good job. Good job making that porn. But I guess that is, you know, that is real porn for...
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they have to use their imaginations.
Yeah. Otherwise, you just listen to the... You know what ruins porn a lot is the porn music.
Yeah, I think what ruins porn for me, too, is all the scenarios and the build-up. Like, just go to the bank.
Oh, you like that gonzo. Just get in there.
I mean, I'm not going to watch plot. And are
not
you going to watch?
No, I don't know. Sometimes.
Don't care.
You don't like, oh, shit, I missed the bus.
No. I mean, it's not like I'm really pleased with myself when I'm doing that. So I'm like, just get in, get out.
Wait, you're upset with yourself for just checking it out?
Well, I'm not in a good place if I'm, you know what I mean?
Wow, really? That's really harsh, though, on yourself.
Is it?
I think so, to be like, I'm not in a good place.
Well, I guess I just want to get in and get out. I'm not really looking to spend a lot of time in that neighborhood.
How much time do you try to spend there when you do go there?
I don't know. I don't time myself. But I definitely don't want to, like, lounge and put my feet up and...
Really?
In the terror dome.
I thought that was the only way to do that. I thought it was like, get comfortable, you have your drink, you have something to eat, you're like, you know, let's try to get through 30 of these and see what you like the most.
I don't have that kind of time. I no, I don't do that.
Okay.
Not interested. No. And usually it's such a vulgar area. You know, the neighborhood is so dark.
No.
The stills are like cream pie, double fist anal. I'm like, I don't want any of that. Just give me normal. Where's like the normal section?
Normal section. Shut that shit down. I don't want to see that at all. I want to see, you know.
What do you like? Prolapsed colons? And
six dicks stuffed in. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah, it's too crazy. That's what I'm saying. I think it's not that I'm so ashamed of myself, more so that the neighbor, it's so crazy just to find a relatively tame clip.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not into the six guy prolapse colon.
Why?
Anal fisting, double fuck, you know.
What's wrong with you?
It's just normal stuff's exciting enough for me personally. Just guy, girl, just five Puerto Rican
it's
guys
too fun
and
around
two
here.
Girls.
Twill is strong and durable, resistant to tears, drapes well.
Her thumbs
and is
are
wrinkle
weird.
Resistant.
Her nail
denim is a
weird.
Type of twill. In jeans, the smoother side is used as the front. Typically, the vertical warp yarns are dyed blue, and the weft yarn is left natural.
There you go.
See, if it didn't have
something
denim,
boring for you,
I'd be much more bored.
Yeah.
But we have a little denim. So.
Little denim is the right way to go. How do you feel about this?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, this chick.
Rain Florence. Today I'm going to do a urine enema for the first time.
Oh, the first time.
Oh, Rain. We've had her before.
She drinks her pee to help her fight colds.
Yeah, she does. We've shown her doing it before.
Mm-hmm. She looks better,
today,
though.
Today, during the day, I have collected my urine in this bowl. And I just poured one quart into my enema bucket right above me.
Oh, neat. Mm. Neat.
Now, she does actually look really healthy.
Wait a minute. This chick has a Patreon account,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she does.
For what,
put
what
that shit down.
Talent are we?
Yeah.
This is just her giving herself
enemas. I'm going to lay on my left side.
That's right.
And I'm going to hold it for about 5 minutes.
I think.
And I wanted to do this video just to document my experience because I'm expecting, you know, maybe to be enlightened or have a spiritual experience. And I wanted to have it on camera.
Well, cool. I feel like we did her with a coffee enema.
Yeah.
She did enema.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm holding it in. It's a little painful right now.
I'm stopping this.
Okay. I don't want our kid fucking pulling on a snake.
Pulling his snake.
Okay, well, let's go back to the pee lady. This is hilarious. She's going to get enlightened by putting piss in her ass.
I'm going to lay on my left side, and I'm going to hold it for about 5 minutes.
That's not that
and
long.
I wanted to it's do this video time. Just to document my experience. So right now, I'm just taking some coconut oil, and I'm going to lubricate.
She is so crazy.
I'm also going to lubricate my bottom end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. She said bottom end on the coffee one.
It's weird how she's picky about certain words.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's putting piss up her butt.
And her asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm laying on my left side.
I love this.
And I'm just about to insert the nozzle right now.
Yeah.
It makes me.
Why is she
take a couple deep breaths?
She's
during this process.
Really into torturing herself. This broad. Why are you doing this to yourself? Stop it!
I'm gonna allow the urine to enter my colon.
Why are you doing this?
What the fuck?
I'm gonna try to hold it for about 5 minutes.
Why?
Okay, I'm opening the clamp now.
I know why? Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm pissing in my ass.
Oh my goodness!
Remember you? Oh.
I'm already noticing.
What is she noticing?
How horrible this feels.
Remember I was going to try to get someone to piss on my balls?
I don't remember that. You know what? How long 4 minutes is? Remember when LJ
Five
and I...
5 minutes.
Again, but remember when LJ and I were riding the train in the mall?
Yeah.
That was 4 minutes.
That was a long time.
That's an eternity.
To hold piss in your asshole?
Dude, you know how much it hurts to have... Have you ever had like anything pushed up your butt, like an enema or
just
anything?
A finger.
One time I put a suppository in my butt. Just that suppository, it's not fun, dude. It fucking hurts. This chick is crazy.
Opening the clamp again.
Can't put pee up there.
Falling in.
What is wrong with this person?
I'm having a little bit of leakage, and I don't know why.
Because you put piss in your
ass. It's leaking out.
It's from the piss in your asshole.
Just a little bit, though.
Stop doing this. Stop it. Oof. This chick likes to hurt herself.
Okay. I'm going to open the clamp one more time.
No, please don't.
You know what I was thinking we should do? We should...
I'm starting to have this purple vision.
That's drugs.
No.
Go to her Patreon account.
Please.
Donate and then write, keep putting piss up your ass. Keep pissing up your own asshole.
Rain Florence. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing, though, Jean.
I see 10,000 more people.
What?
Coming together.
Oh, man.
You know what, though? When you put something up your bum, it absorbs immediately into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't even know if it's okay to put urine in your bung hole, because then there's toxins in urine that are going right into her bloodstream. But there's a reason. It's waste.
I just picked up on something that I was not expecting, and that is what she said right now. Mm-hmm. We might be looking at the solution this country needs. This might be the Martin Luther King Jr. of this era. And don't attack me for saying so. What I want to point out is that when she pissed in her own ass,
yeah,
she had a vision of all of us coming together.
Oh, wow.
And maybe
I see 10,000 more people coming together.
Oh, is this in response to Charlottesville?
In support.
In support.
Of me.
Oh, of you.
Rain Florence.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, maybe this is the answer to this divide in our country right now. Is what if we all did urine enemas? You know,
it's a really thought-provoking suggestion. And
what if somebody like Donald Trump said it? What if our president was like, "I want you to take an enema. I want you to put it in your ass. I want you to piss in your ass,
pee in your butt, and
pee it's in your own butt."
Led by Rain Florence.
Rain tried it. Goes tremendous feelings. She felt so good. Democrats it's and great. Republicans and it's independents great. Alike.
I'm opening the clamp again. Wow. Oh. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
I almost just want to cry.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Maybe we should give this a try.
I think so.
I'm having a little bit of sensation in my buttocks region.
Yeah, those are toxins.
It might just be because the urine is a little bit cold.
There might be other reasons.
Are there any health benefits to putting urine in your bum?
I don't know. I wish there was a follow-up on this. That's all I have.
Besides enlightenment.
Oof, man.
What a psycho.
Yeah.
It's all kinds
of crazy.
It can't be medically sound.
No.
I mean, it's waste. You're essentially it's like putting poo in your butt.
Yes, why are you gay?
It would be like taking a shit and then making the shit liquid and then putting the shit up your own butt. That's kind of, I mean, urine is waste.
It is waste. It's not as toxic and horrific for you as...
It's shit.
As shit.
No, you can drink your own urine. If you let it sit, it'll separate and then you can drink the clearer part of it. I read that in a book.
Oh, no, you should drink all of it. If you're going to drink, that's what I do. It's delicious. We also had an email from Dan. You want to hear what he has to say?
Of course.
Mommies, I just wanted to let you know I had my third dump of the day already, and it's only 12:30 p.m. Wow. Normally, I poop once or twice a day. I'm wondering, do you think this could be a side effect of overhydration? I was wondering if this ever happens to Tom in particular.
Excuse me.
He is the water champ. Top Dog's advice might be needed as well. Dan from San Jose. Look at Christina trying to show off in the home stretch when it doesn't count.
I think it's indicative of, yes, your water intake.
Could be something he
ate
that
fiber.
Day. Yeah,
don't forget fiber or any irritation. Now, you didn't tell us what number you're taking. Is it loosey-goosey? Are we talking, you know, is it a little bit of a slider? What is it?
Yeah, we don't know details.
Any more information?
Of your brown. But I would feel 3 by 12:30 is a lot. That's pretty aggressive.
Sounds sick.
I mean, who knows if he sent another email after that and was like, oh, it's 6 p.m. I've taken 6 shits. You have diarrhea.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This guy could be just sick.
So Christina shot a special in June. Some of you were there. And, you know, she'll have an announcement about it soon. In the lead up to it, she's been doing a lot of press, getting things ready for it to come out.
I don't want to hear it.
Here is Christina talking about her new special. We're excited to show everybody.
No, it's not a blizzard. It's a blizzard. You know the commercial?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
For a blizzard?
Yeah.
You got an earpiece. Hey, the dude with the camera scared too, man. Call him. Call him. Maybe they'll get out of here.
We're not scared of you.
We're excited about
there I am. My hair is a little darker.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a different outfit than I normally see you in.
Do you comprehend? I moved from California.
There you are, California.
No, you don't know. I moved from California in 2012. My parents gave me this house, and my son wanted
he's
a dog.
So scared.
I bought him a dog. God,
why?
Why do you think? What do you think's going on with her? Sorry, what were you thinking there? Why are you telling this guy about your dog and your
house? Well, I mean, look, I was excited about the special. I had a little too many to celebrate, and I was trying to give a good interview and didn't come out right.
It's not like some pit bull dog run around.
You think this is alcohol?
And that little girl will be in the hospital tonight, but it looks like she's going to be okay as far as any charges or anything. Nothing's pending at this point. There still needs to be further investigation.
Pro.
And this is actually the homeowner. We're going to toss it back to you in the studio, Randy.
I want to ask you.
He's a pro.
Yeah, he held it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, it's like a heckler. It's like when you're doing your show and some drunk asshole's trying to sabotage your night.
If you can find any reports on any dogs being loose from my house or being loose and running around or have... There is one. There was a dog fight. I got rid of it. Uh-huh. One dog a long
time ago.
You know
what this lady needs? The whistle.
The whistle. Whoop, whoop. Blow the whistle. No, she does need the whistle.
Yeah, the dog whistle.
Then she wouldn't lose her dog.
Yeah. And use the code word mom. She should get that. Can we find her, you think, and tell her about it? Here's...
man. What's going on?
This is you. This is you.
I moved from California.
There you are. How's that not you?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah.
I told you.
I had a little too much to drink.
That happens.
I shouldn't have talked to that guy.
I know. that happens. let's see. Dude.
Blow the whistle. Toot, toot,
toot. Toot, toot, toot.
Blow the whistle. Let's see. I know where our dogs are right now because of the whistle.
Yeah.
Blow the whistle.
Toot, 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 toot.
Why did you do that? Now I don't trust you. Now we're done. Why is it so funny? We're done.
It's fun. It's
we're
fun
over.
To do. It's
I don't trust you. I'm not putting the headphones.
It's fun to do.
Not putting the headphones back on.
Come on.
No.
I'll take it down.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I'll take it down.
Take what down?
I'll take the clip down. Here we go. Here it is. There it is. Over. Done. Done. Done.
I don't trust you.
I promise it's over. I promise.
Nope.
Yeah. It's done.
You fucking did.
Not listening.
I took it off.
Mm-hmm.
I put the Asian guy on from the train earlier. He's back up.
We went to a restaurant and I had them bring you a slice of birthday cake and you got really scared.
You tricked me. You did it when I was in the bathroom. You know, I try to avoid as much sugar as I can.
Yeah. But this cake is special. This place where we go, they have a fantastic cake and you don't want to miss out on it. You don't have to have the whole thing.
It's hard to resist. But anyways, it did say happy birthday and it had a candle in it. I was like,
you got so mad.
Yeah.
Why do you hate that so much?
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like people singing to you happy birthday or
I don't anything. Like the attention that it draws.
Isn't that interesting? But yeah. All you do is get attention for a living.
But I like it in that moment. I like it when I'm on stage.
You could control the attention.
I don't like attention off stage.
Right.
I don't need to get a bunch of attention when I walk into a room. You know?
Right. How about being, do you like it when they sing happy birthday?
No, I do not. I don't like surprise parties. I don't like being sung to. I don't like a big reception. Like if I walk into a place, I don't like everybody to say something to. I don't like that.
You don't want
to
be like Norm from Cheers?
No. I like to fly under the radar.
Yeah, that's true. You're a kind of low-key guy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like people to pay attention when I'm up there, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm similar.
Yeah.
I don't mind the happy birthday. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but you're, you know.
But I've got a great personality.
Yeah, you're more festive.
And more fun.
You're fun.
So you just conceded that I'm more fun and more festive and therefore a personality champ. Thank you.
There's a good case for that.
Oh my God, just admitted to
in
it.
In that case, you are. Yeah. You are.
If I put these on and I hear barf.
You're not. We're going to wrap up. We got to wrap up.
I don't trust you.
Thank you guys for listening. We're going to have some guests coming up in the next few weeks. Should be a lot of fun. And I don't know. I think that's it, Gene.
That's it. We got a snake in our yard.
We got to go take care of the snake. Fuck. We got to get these fucking headphones fixed.
Ike, don't be so mad.
But we'll get it taken care of. Here is the 409 remix, Lady Luck by Chris. Is it just Chris or is there a last name here? Chris Spence. Thanks very much. That's it, Gene.
I love you, mommies.
Bye, mommy.
Oh, how did I get so lucky? Lucky! Lucky! How did I get so lucky? Lucky! Lucky!
Go ahead.
Don't joke, babe!
Lucky!
It's all blue.
Lucky!
Everyone else, but you can smell.
Do you want me to touch your penis?
We're on the brink of civil war in this country.
Mighty, the old man, and I am bloody young, and I was wondering.